Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Lawrence Grubbs?
He's not here right now. This is his wife.
Okay. Well, we can do technically anybody on the line, but I don't know if you would like for him to answer the survey.
You can ask me, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 16.
Thank you very much.
Well, actually,
And
it's been closer to 20.
okay. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it tile setter, refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, stone mason helper or finisher, PCC restoration, tile or marble finisher, bricklayer, cement mason, marble mason, or plasterer?
There's nothing that says precast concrete.
Precast concrete. We can add it.
Okay.
Precast concrete. Thank you very much. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Foreman.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you very much. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Was there what kind of work?
Steward. Steward appointed by the union. Yeah.
Ooh. I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, have you been ever appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately? Through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
the last job, let me think.
Mm-hmm.
That was private.
Thank you.
Private owned.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And thinking about more generally about the economy and jobs in the 12, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
More.
And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Heat or cold.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And was that, did you attend that meeting in person or online?
In person.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
And we're going to change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is print or online newspapers, radio, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, and cable news. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
1 is local news, then podcast or internet.
Okay.
And then friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are the other choices?
The fourth one was, print or online newspapers, radio, and cable news.
Well, cable is at the bottom, and then radio would be the next.
And print or online newspapers?
That was my number 2.
Oh, okay.
Podcast or internet.
Well, because we do have two that are similar. The first one was local TV news programming. The second,
yep,
you
correct.
Moved print or online newspaper.
No, that one you can put all the way at the bottom, the print or online newspaper. I do like podcasts or, yeah.
Okay. So, all right, so what we had was a local TV news program as the first. Second is the internet or social media. Third is friends and neighbors. Fourth, mm-hmm. radio. Fifth, cable news. And last, print or online newspapers.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, education, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else?
Education.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. And have you seen, or heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, which is to say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
It's somewhat important.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I honestly don't know.
Okay, that's fine. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over the disputes regarding pay and working conditions, which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I'm not sure how to answer that one. I'd have to look into it more.
Okay. But we do have like a scale. Do you support the United Auto Workers much more, somewhat more, or do you support GM, Ford, and Stellantis somewhat more, or much more?
Is there something in the middle, like that says neutral?
Just somewhat more, leaning towards the United Auto Workers.
Yeah, somewhat more to the United Auto Workers.
Okay, thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following.
Disapprove. His job is... Disapprove everything.
Unfortunately, I cannot answer for you, so let's go point by point.
Okay.
Now, his job as president overall.
Terrible.
Do you approve or disapprove? So,
disapprove.
In that case, would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
What about the job he has done on healthcare?
Excessively strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
What about the job he has done on support for labor unions?
Oof. I'm neutral on that. Whatever is right in the middle of the road.
Okay, that's fine. And the last one is the job he has done on immigration.
Oh, strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling this job?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Over certain.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I really don't know a lot about the international union, so I'm going to have to go fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type your answer.
Okay. Repeat the question, please.
Yeah. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Holding regular meetings with union members as well as their spouses to explain the benefits that are available to them. And provide other resources how to better their position, better their union.
And, okay, I got holding regular meetings with union members as well as their spouses to explain the benefits there are for them. And what was the next part? I'm sorry.
Just sharing with members the resources needed to contact for different things. Like there's just really not a lot of information out there.
Oh, so to feed more information about the union? you mean?
Yes, and the contacts and, you know, different topics.
Okay.
Healthcare and, you know, union dues and international versus the local union and, you know, how are there job opportunities with other employers? Like, I would have no idea as a spouse where to go for that information. Not a clue.
Okay, what I got was holding regular meetings with union members as well as their spouses to explain the benefits there are for them. Also to feed more information about the union's topics context, because I have no idea where to go for that information.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Repeat the first one.
Yes. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
That's a hard one. What do I say? I think they need to reevaluate the benefit system for workers, such as paid holidays, sick time, any type of leave.
Okay.
And the most important thing is the per diem that these men are paid when they're traveling, when they're away from their families for four nights out of the week.
So that would be... I'm so sorry. I got distracted. No, they need to reevaluate paid leaves?
So the first order would be per diem. They need to reevaluate based on current lodging rates. There's men that are away from their families for days on end. Don't see their children for days.
So they need to reevaluate per diem for lodging rates?
Yeah, per diem, P-E-R, and then next word, D-I-E-M. Per diem.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you
spell
it once more?
Sure. The first word is P like Peter, E like Edward, R like Robert. The next word is D like David, I, E like Edward, M like Mary. Per diem.
Oh, per diem. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I know, so it's hard to understand on the phone.
Yeah, don't worry. They need to reevaluate per diem for lodging rates. And then you mentioned for paid vacations and...
Yes, any other type of paid holidays would be nice. Sick leave, that kind of thing. Fringe benefits, I guess you would call that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it through your job site, text messages, union meetings, email, or mail?
Email.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four.
Thank
four
you.
Or more.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, and with this, we reach almost the end of the survey. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Finally, for strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Dana.
And how do you spell it?
D-A-N-A.
Thank you very much. And with that, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience and your participation as well. It's been very kind.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night. You too.
Good night.
Good night.